Andrew Cuomo, recent New York coronavirus cases lowest since onset. By Hannah Blow on May 22, 2020. The number of new coronavirus cases per day in New York State is down, bringing the Empire State to a level lower than when we first began, Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, announced on Friday. News is good today. Hospitalizations are down. Net change in hospitalizations is down. Number of new cases per day is down, Cuomo announced. This is a level now that is lower than when we first began, so that's good. While the number of fatalities are painfully high at any number, that number has also been descending, Cuomo stated. There were 109 reported deaths on Thursday, nearly one-third of which occurred in nursing homes. Cuomo emphasized the importance of reopening the state in a smart way and said it must be faced by metrics, testing, tracing, isolations, and sufficient hostel capacity. So all your actions are based on data, he said, announcing that the Long Island and Mid-Hudson regions will be permitted to reopen if deaths continue to decrease. Cuomo's reports coincide with other states and hospital systems, which have reported declines in hospitalizations and cases. Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley Health Network, LVHN, announced this week, for example, that it has experienced a steep decline in patients hospitalized with the coronavirus. Look at that steep decline in the number of COVID-19 patients in LVHN hospitals. It's even better than predicted. Proof. Posted by Lehigh Valley Health Network on Wednesday, May 20, 2020. New York State reported 361,313 cases and 28,663 deaths as of Friday morning.